Hello, and welcome to a brand new podcast from the Luke and Harry Show. This is episode 6.
Why are you speaking like that?
Because I thought...
Sort it out, mate. Right.
Add
yeah.
some variety.
What variety does that add?
I don't know, but I like doing the voice.
It's a bit like,
We'll be talking about camping this week.
Yeah, the topic is camping this week.
The topic this week... is camping.
Right, sharp. Yeah, anyway, this is episode 6, and the topic this week will be probably camping and stuff. So listen, you'll like it, probably.
And stuff.
Shut up. Why do you just do stuff like that? It really annoys me.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, welcome. Luke and Harry Show. Episode... Why am I doing that? Episode 6. It's going to be a blinder, and before we start anything, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Luke.
And I'm Harry.
And we'd just like to thank you for all the messages, comments, and stuff that you've been sending us. It's all right, I suppose. No, really, thank you. It's brilliant. We received one piece of hate mail this week. First time... in a while, it did make me feel accepted and good inside.
Me also. What did it say? Just like, shut up, we don't like you or whatever.
It was one sad, lonely person who's obviously a bit angry with life in general.
And never even listened to the podcast.
Yeah, he never listened to the podcast, but started slagging the podcast off. It was a bit weird, but yeah. If he actually listened to the podcast, I think he might have a point, and there's a lot more to slag off than he actually did slag off.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
How many times can we say the word slag in one podcast?
Well, if I'm talking about Yo Mama, then way. Oh! Yeah!
So, camping.
Camping is the topic. Go for it.
Go for camping. Right, so, I was going to camping.
No, you wasn't.
Yes, I was.
Why? You see, when you go camping, people tend to just take baked beans to cook over the fire. Why not spruce it up a bit? It annoys me. Baked beans, camp, go hand in hand. Like a horse and carriage.
Just because they wow, keep I just sung for that. A long time.
No, it's... What's going to happen? It's... They're going to keep for... That's not the reason. It's because they're easy. What if people are lazy.
What if there's a war? Then you and your beans...
Go home.
Yeah, but you might get blown up to shreds.
Then you won't need the beans. What are you on about?
Yeah, but you might get blown up going home.
Then you won't need the beans.
Yeah, but then don't go home and eat your beans.
Oh, fuck off. Camping. You're talking shit again.
Okay, am I talking shit again?
Nice impression.
Today we're gonna be talking about camping. And basically, why do you take baked beans? Why?
Oh God.
Yeah, so, yeah, basically, I was going on camping and stuff. And when I was on camping and stuff...
Private joke, sorry.
And when I was on camping and stuff, I was just, like, walking on stuff, like, grass and stuff. But it wasn't really grass, it was more of a mossy substance. Basically, there was an ant. And I was thinking, that's no regular ant. It wasn't a regular ant, just to let you know. It was a large ant. And I was thinking, wow, that is a big ant.
I think we've established you was thinking.
And then... basically, it went under a little leaf, and I was trying to move the leaf without, like, killing it. But accidentally, I stepped on the leaf.
Oh, really?
And I assumed that the ant died. And that could have been a rare species of ant, but we'll never know, because the ant just got squashed into the leaf.
Wow. Anticlimax, still a story there. The ant just got squashed into the leaf. Anyway, yeah, that's my impression of you. You like it, don't you? Don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like Harry?
Don't ya?
No, anyway.
That's inappropriate.
I guess time. So. At this time of day. Just in case you don't know, this is being recorded live from our bedroom in London.
London City, where things are gritty.
I think we've done that already in episode 2. Yeah, you can still get those old podcasts, I think. Episode 1, 2, 3.
You can do what you want, really.
Do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
As a generic sports manufacturer would say.
Nike. Other sports
manufacturers are available.
Thanks for completing my... You meant to say sentence.
Sentence.
So it's sort of...
Yeah, but you know, we're double not joke, Anton Deck. We're
double
not,
joke.
We don't get along. Let's just do this podcast and we'll both go our separate ways.
What about right? The fight?
What?
That we
What
planned.
About it?
We're going to fight.
No, we're not.
Oh, no.
I would crush you. Anyway.
I just thought it'd be funny to say
oh,
in the
shut
podcast.
Up. Hey, shut up. Yeah. Do you want to tell the good listeners about our new idea for a poll on our myspace.com, myspace.com/Luke and Harry show?
Alright, so basically, we want to do a poll on our website because we want to do a poll on our website because me and Luke generally disagree about most subjects. So
including ball bags. Personally, I think the left is the more reproductive. He tends to disagree and think the right is generally the main sperm producer. But anyway, go on. That's not the poll for
so
this.
So basically, we want you to tell us who is right. This week, as an example, because we're not going to do about...
No, but this is really annoying me because you think Noel Gallagher, not even Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher is more famous than Mr. T, American and British, no, world TV legend, Mr. T.
When was the last time he was on TV?
He's on UK TV Gold every day, I believe.
Noel Gallagher, world music legend.
World music legend. He's one member of a band.
The songwriter.
And Mr. T is the main man in the A-Team. He's got his own catchphrases.
Yeah.
What does Noel Gallagher have? Oh, fuck off, I'll fight you. I'll fight you. I like him, but Mr. T's more famous.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
He has...
Oasis are a good band. Don't get me wrong. They had their day. Mr. T still lives inside all of us. And you know it, and I know it.
Right,
I ain't getting on no damn plane, fool.
So you can basically, we'll have it on our MySpace soon as we can. Who's more famous, Mr. T?
I think all the smart people will make the right decision. Mr. T is the smart people's decision.
You say that,
and if you vote for Noel Gallagher, it means you're a racist. No, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
Stop trying to blackmail these people.
Black... Hey! No, I'm quite funny. Yeah, wow. Yeah, do the poll. It will be up. So do it. And then we'll probably fight on the next podcast over the decision and then put a new poll up and have another disagreement.
And then fight again.
Yeah, it's...
The circle lives on.
We're quite simple, really, aren't we?
We're simple folk with simple minds.
Speak for yourself, mate.
Okay, I will.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us. That was my rendition of Sparks. Yeah.
Don't give it the big one.
Good one. Right. Did you know our new profile song on our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/Luke and Harry Show, is Dick Around by The Sparks, or Sparks,
oh.
Which is a brilliant song, so check it out, as they would say, in 80s hip-hop culture, I believe.
Okay, we want to get a video up of my breakdance moves, my robotics.
Yeah, we'll probably get that up soon. And we are working on an official web page. Not a web page, a website. I mean, the boffins in the back are working on it. Behind the boffins behind the glass are actually working on it right now. A new website for Luke and Harry Show. We'll still be on MySpace as well. And the boffins in the back behind the glass being me and Harry. Just to let you know.
Just like with some glass. It's a window.
What?
So what is it now?
I guess it's your favourite part of the show because you're number one in it. So yeah, I guess I better get on with it. Harry's stretching. So if there's any rumble with the camera right now, it is all his fault, camera. Just to tell you. Did I say camera?
Yeah.
If there's any fault with the MP3 recorder, it is 100% his fault. And not me. Yeah. So this is your part of the show, Harry. Well done. This is Harry's weird story today.
Basically, this story is about a football team called PES United.
What did they do? Did they train by using them PES things, training them their thumbs?
No.
Was their diet solely PES sweets? Remember PES sweets?
PES based snacks, yes.
With the head and
they used my to... part of the show, Luke. You're intruding now. Sorry. You're intruding.
I'll step back.
They're called PES United They're called PES United for a number of reasons. I won't get into that now. That's another story for another podcast. So basically, there was this bloke who played for this PES United lark.
Just getting a drink.
This PES United lark.
Back in a minute. You want any, Harry? No.
So there was this PES United, and they had a team, and there was this bloke on the team, and he didn't have a hat, and all the rest of the team had a hat. How would you feel if everyone had a hat except for you? Wouldn't feel good, would you? You wouldn't feel good if you was in the corner being picked on. No, you wouldn't feel good, would you? So while you're laughing at the misfortune of a hatless man, you need to look at yourself. You need to look deep inside. So this bloke had a hat and stuff. Well, he didn't have a hat, but he wanted a hat, so he bought a hat. But it wasn't the same hat as everyone else. And you got to have the same hat as everyone else, so he might as well not have a hat. So with anger, he threw it in the bin. And then he realised it was the same hat, just on backwards. And he just threw away a £200 hat. But it wasn't really £200. He found it, and even if he did buy it, it would cost about £2 from Northam Road Market, if you know that. You probably don't, but it's a market in the north end of the road. Basically, he was a bit upset, so he slit his wrists, took some drugs, as you usually do in one of my stories. And he had this animal. It was like sort of a pet, but sort of a wife, you know, because he did have intercourse with it. I'm not judging him. Whatever you can make your own judgments. He's lonely. He doesn't have a hat. What would you do in that situation? Would you have sex with your dog?
What? I'm back. Whoa.
Well, I think that, especially if your wrists were bleeding. Bleeding wrists. Drugged up. I think everyone would have sex with their dog.
What's... Oh.
The end. I didn't really plan the end in that well, but so I'll just end it there.
I came in and I heard, would you have sex with your dog?
Well,
if your wrists were bleeding, surely everyone would have sex with their dog. I'm sorry, but if my wrists were bleeding, I wouldn't.
Go to the doctors is probably the sensible thing to do.
Yep.
And I think it... is it
have sex with a lovely lady.
I think, is it illegal to have sex with your pet? I think it is. It's like animal abuse.
Well, you've had sex with that dog you call of a girlfriend. Oh, what am I on about?
I'm going.
No, don't.
Too much bullying, too much crap jokes, just having a dig at me. Well, you can fuck off.
Suck in your face. I put a sack to you.
End the podcast or something. Speak for a bit.
You know, we've got a bit more to say. Coming up next on the Luke and Harry Show. Harry's laughing.
A new feature that we did last week, and we should make it a feature.
What? What's that?
Make funny sounds. Yeah. That aren't that funny.
Okay.
Just slightly childish.
Okay. See if you can beat this sound. All right.
Yeah. I can beat that in my sleep, mate.
Ooh. Challenge. Right. Okay, you win. Granted.
What would you say if I sang out a tune?
Out on me. What would you say if I sang you a song? I would try not to sing out of key. I'd get by with a little help.
Slight technical hitch there.
No, you put your hand over the microphone while I was singing. You idiot, I hate you. Yeah, what now? What is next for us on this... Wow, another slight technical hitch there. Us jiggies, yeah. Wow, yeah. Oh, Harry, stop. Wow, I'm speechless. Wow.
That's not good for a podcast to be speechless, because...
It's a speechless radio program / podcast.
So we were on LBC, James Max gave us a mention, so thanks to him.
Thank you to James Max Show on LBC 97.3.
Sundays 7 till 9.
PM.
Yeah. And that's that. You can get his podcast on iTunes, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
Probably. So, because of giving us a mention, he is a top lad. Good show as well.
Brilliant show. Really, wow. This podcast is kind of coming to an end, as you may have noticed, yeah, from our slacking performance,
I'd say. Not ending on a high, he's just sort of fizzling out.
Fizzling out.
Yeah. So, you might think, what is this shit? But... download it every week or whatever and just do it.
It's free. I mean, we're giving you your money's worth. It's usually around 20-minute podcast. So, you know, you've got... You know, you're doing well. You're doing well for yourself. What have you got to lose? Yeah, when you've downloaded this, please, you know, send us your messages and comments via the MySpace.
Etc.
Or you can email us at lukeandharryshow@lycos.co.uk. Also, we're going to end with podcast of the week.
Do the jingle, mate. Oh, I forgot it, so I'm just going, oh yeah, it's podcast of the week.
Alright, that's fine. Wow. Okay. Yeah, the podcast of the week this week, I believe, is Best of Clive Ball, which you can get over lbc973.co.uk. Clive Ball is a brilliant radio presenter, and you know, his show's amazing and it's always a laugh.
Are you pleased to get in your own feature here? This is Luke's podcast of the week.
Yeah, it is Luke's podcast of the week.
I think we shouldn't discredit you there.
And blog, a blog of the week, a good blog on MySpace is, there's a good blog on MySpace, but I'm not mentioning names. Oh, mysterious girl.
On, give the name or whatever. But don't wanna.
Martha's blog on MySpace. Yeah, look it up via Google. I don't know. Harry, what are you doing over there?
He's finishing up.
He's playing with his tackle. No, he's not really. It's okay.
Okay.
Don't switch off.
We'll end it there with a giant hug of love.
Let's hug.
Yeah.
And we hug you, listen.